12 years after hanging chads and the infamous election recount, Florida was again a national punchline last November. Alfie Fernandez waited in line for hours to vote at the West Kendall Regional Library.
At my daughter's elementary school, my friend went and she told me she only waited for 15 minutes. But here, disaster. Every single day it was like this.
Democrats blame election law changes made by Republicans in 2011 that included a reduction in the number of early voting days. St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher says lawmakers are rolling back some of those changes thanks to input from election supervisors.
The things that they wanted, that they felt would give them the greatest number of tools to do their job for the citizens of this state are in this bill.
For one thing, voters won't have any more record-long ballots because the bill limits the summary for constitutional amendments. Supervisors will have the option of offering up to 14 days of early voting. That includes the Sunday before the election. Many minority Democratic voters cast ballots on that day in 2008. And the list of allowable voting sites is expanding to include government-owned senior and community centers. But Miami Gardens Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin thinks the bill doesn't go far enough.
If someone chooses to do what happened last time in early voting and have 8 days and have, lines around the corner and only have it at libraries, the supervisor of election has the option to do that.
University of South Florida political scientist Dr. Susan McManus says small rural counties don't need the extra voting days and locations.
There is a very real issue that small counties do not have the same demands as your big counties. So many of these proposals are really aimed at the large, diverse, big counties. And the smaller counties would say, we don't need that, we're fine.
One provision that was stripped from the bill would have punished election supervisors who failed to adequately perform their duties. Five counties, including Miami-Dade, had various problems last November, from equipment malfunctions to a flood of absentee ballots. But lawmakers didn't like the idea of Florida's appointed Secretary of State being able to punish an elected county supervisor. Bradenton Republican Representative Jim Boyd says measures are in place to handle those who don't perform up to par.
The one appointed supervisor is in Miami-Dade County, so ultimately that supervisor would be accountable to the county commission. In the case of the elected supervisors, you know, certainly first and foremost they're accountable to the voters in their community, and then the Secretary of State and others have some ability to intervene in a process if there's a problem developing.
Under the new bill, voters who forget to sign their absentee ballots will be notified and given a second chance to sign before the ballot is declared invalid. Vendors who supply supervisors with defective machinery could face a $25,000 fine. And supervisors must post a report online detailing their preparations months before an election. Dr. McManus says this bill comes down to both political parties seeing a need to do something.
Nothing pushes legislators to action more than national embarrassment, and that's what happened to Florida on election night. And let's face it, there were a lot of these Republicans who heard from their Republican county supervisor of elections what was wrong.
Governor Rick Scott pushed for the changes lawmakers made in 2011. Now he says he'll sign the bill to undo some of those changes. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.